gentlemen, it is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 105 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now, and our focus does shift to Kamala Harris. Now, we're not going to stop talking about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And there is some new developments there. I've also done some follow-up and deeper analysis from the situation on the ground. And I'd say I'm pretty convinced that we've got a real good idea of what happened as far as a stand down being involved and then the shooter on the rooftop basically being given the green light and potentially being trained or brainwashed into pulling it off. But, of course, dead men tell no tales. But we've got a new development as far as why no one was on the roof. And it's not just what Howley was reporting yesterday. Now it looks like the blame game is continuing. Was it supposed to be local police or Secret Service? So the finger pointing is going on. Now it looks like maybe it was supposed to be local police. Well, then who told them to stand down? But I'm going to probably get deeper into that tomorrow. But I also think when we look at the potential of a second shooter or the theories about the water tower and everything else, I think with some other new videos that have surfaced, I think it's pretty clear that it was the shooter on the roof. And probably he was responsible for every shot. And it wasn't, we're learning now, the Secret Service agents on the roof behind Trump that took out the shooter on the roof. It was Secret Service agents on the other side of the fairgrounds, beyond that body of water, is what the official reporting is now. So a lot of things changing. But we focus on to the presidential race, and we put our focus now on Kamala Harris today. And we're kind of in the same place I think we were at with Joe Biden. Can they really run with Kamala? I don't think this deal is over. I don't think this is a done deal yet. And I get it. Hey, well, look, they're praising Kamala Harris. She raised all this money. They're all lining up behind her. Well, they were doing the same thing for Joe Biden just a week ago. So they'll turn on Kamala Harris just like they turned on Joe Biden. They won't lose a minute of sleep over it. And all these polls that you're seeing Kamala Harris leading in, folks, they're not real. And I'll show you the one poll that they keep pointing to. There it is right there. Crew, put it on the screen. Look at that. We're synced up today. Harris leads Trump 44 to 42% in latest poll. Folks, they polled 50 more Democrats. It was 1,000 people in a poll, 50 more Democrats than Republicans. There's how you get that number. Now, that's closer than I would expect. I'll tell you, that is closer than I would expect in a poll. But they oversampled Democrats. And I bet you know how liberals are. You know how Democrats are. How many of them do you think said they were a Republican and then said Harris? Do not believe these polls. They're in a desperate place with Harris, just like they were with Biden. Do not be confused. But I know the messaging now. I know the messaging. They're telling you the messaging they're going to go with Harris. By the way, she had her first event. She did get half a high school gymnasium filled. So we tip our cap to Kamala. She filled half a high school gymnasium, just like Joe Biden does. Trump fills gigantic hockey arenas. They fill high school gyms.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and is not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, we turned the focus on Kamala Harris today. And I think now maybe is the time, as she hits the campaign trail and they're really pushing her now and they're pushing the Harris propaganda now, I think now is the time we engage. And I'm not going to lose focus or forget about all the groundwork we've put into the assassination attempt coverage, because there's still a lot to get to there. But now that they're officially parading her out, now that we see the messaging and the propaganda they're rolling out with her, I think now is the time we shift our focus. Plus, considering that with the timing, it's now time for first impressions for a lot of people. So a lot of people are now really first hearing about Kamala Harris as president and thinking about the potential, whether they want to vote for her or not. So we can't just let the left and the Democrat Party propaganda machine get the first impression here. So we've got to push back. And I think there's a lot of ways we can do this. I'm going to read for you some of the news just from the last 4 years about Kamala Harris. What is well known about her behind the scenes. She's not a very pleasant person, personally. And people don't like to work with her. And she's a dangerous combination of ignorant and arrogant. Dangerous. And she is only in it for herself. She is only in it for political power and prestige. It's all about her. To Kamala, it's all about her. She can't get enough of herself. And so she wants to have this moment. She wants to be the first female president. She wants to ride that. She wants to be on the cover of the magazines. She wants everybody talking about her. And we can get into her history. First hitting the political scene at 29 years old, dating Governor Willie Brown when he was a 60-year-old, taking huge gifts from him, cars, a lot of money, a lot of benefits, if you know what I mean. Then gets rolled out in the red carpet like a high-end escort by Montel Jordan. He says, look at Kamala, and just kind of parades her around like a cheap hooker. This is how Kamala Harris got on the scene. And if you're a woman, is this what you want as your first female president? Is this what you want? A woman who sounds like a hyena on laughing gas? A woman who parades around like a peacock born of incest? A woman who utters nonsensical gibberish like a toddler? Is this what you want for the first female president if you're a woman? But we already know how they're going to roll it out. Oh, if you don't like Kamala, you're a racist. If you don't like Kamala, you're a misogynist. Okay, well, that's not policy. So now they're claiming Kamala is the economic president. Kamala. She's good for the middle class. She's an entrepreneur. Oh, is that what you call her? I think I met some entrepreneurs downtown this weekend, too, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You guys want to call up some entrepreneurs for the bachelor party? Yeah. Call up the entrepreneurs. Did you see those entrepreneurs at the club last night? Yeah. Entrepreneurs. That's what they are. So it really is time to just flood the gates with all the Kamala videos, the compilations of her cackling hysterically. But it's all forced is what it is. Just all the phonyism, all the awkwardness, all the gibberish, all the nonsense. We've got some of it today. But I think what I'll do, and maybe I'll just do this in the break, is make a compilation on X and just say, send me the most awkward Kamala videos that you have. Just send me your worst Kamala videos, and we'll just boil it all down into like, you know, 5-10 minute video. Because that's the real Kamala. They're going to try to parade her around like this champion of civil rights. They're going to try to parade her around like this champion of middle class economics. She's an entrepreneur. That's the messaging that they're going with. So we have to push back on that now, because first impressions are everything. Or you say, hey, you know what? We'll take Kamala. We'll take our chances with Kamala. Now, Trump in an interview said he is willing to do multiple debates with Kamala. And you know, I kind of look at this and, I mean, Trump is going to make his own decisions, but I don't know. If I'm Trump, I don't know if I do another debate. I don't know. I don't know what you have to gain. I'd say you come out and you say, look, I agreed to debates with Joe Biden. You guys switched your candidates at the last minute. That's not on me. I just got shot in the head. So you know what? You can do your own thing. I'm not debating Kamala Harris. Something like that is how I would phrase it. And let him attack. It doesn't matter. They removed Joe Biden. He agreed to debates with Joe Biden. Joe Biden quit. He knocked Joe Biden out. And so now they're just going to say, oh, no, well, no. Debate Kamala then. So you might be saying, well, why wouldn't he debate Kamala? Who wouldn't want to debate Kamala? Well, that's the point. If I'm trying to prove to you, hey, look, I'm a great basketball player, and then I go play one-on-one against a midget, well, I mean, does that really make me look good? That's what this is like. This is like, well, I'm going to go into the boxing ring and I'm gonna beat up a 5-year-old. Hey, I won the fight. You beat up a 5-year-old. So I just don't know. I don't know if the optics are good. Just getting into the arena with Kamala Harris, just being on the same stage as her, just being in a competition with her brings you down. I don't know if I'm doing debates with Kamala, if I'm Trump. And I would make them own that they removed Joe Biden. No. I agreed to debates with Joe Biden. You guys fixed the rules. I showed up. I beat him so badly he's out of the race. That's on you. If Joe Biden wants to debate me, fine. That's what I agreed to. I'm not playing these games where you just throw every candidate at me. I don't even know who I'm debating next month. And I'm not going to lower my standards where I have to get into the ring with Kamala Harris and embarrass myself. You have to lower your own standards. You have to lower your own IQ. You've already won the debate if you're Donald Trump. But he said he will debate. So we'll see. It was in a radio interview. So, I mean, who knows? It's not exactly an official announcement. But who is really Kamala Harris? Let's not forget, she comes with a lot of baggage. It's well known, by the way. And the only reason she is even considered the nominee at this point is because they had to beg Biden to get out of the way. And originally, Biden didn't want to leave. Biden doubts about Harris' chances to win delayed his exit. So he was telling people behind the scenes, that Harris is a worse candidate than he is. And he's probably right. He's probably right. You want to talk about securing the black vote? Do you really think black men are going to want to vote for Kamala Harris? And just what if black Americans find out she's not African American? Whoa. What if black Americans find out she comes from a family of slave owners? Whoa. What if black Americans find out, as she makes jokes about smoking weed and how cool she was listening to Snoop Dogg before he even made an album, by the way, but she'd smoke weed. She was so cool. She liked to, and she inhaled. She made sure you knew she inhaled that weed. And then the thousands of black men she put in prison, she put in jail, she locked up and then used as indentured servants, wouldn't even release early, made sure they stayed in prison so she could use them for forced labor. What if they find that out? Whoa. Whoa. Oh, no. We control the narrative around Kamala. We'll build her up. They'll never know. And even if they do, they'll deny it. Because they believe whatever we tell them. I wouldn't be so sure. So they muscled Joe out. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi played good cop, bad cop to convince Joe Biden to drop out, with ex-speaker stating easy way or the hard way. Basically saying we're going to 25th Amendment you unless you just drop out. Is how that went behind the scenes. Who's really going to run the White House? You think Kamala Harris is going to run anything? And if she does end up running things, folks, it's going to be so much worse than Biden you can't even imagine. It's going to be farther left. It's going to be more woke. It's going to be more weaponization of government, abuse of power. It's going to be the Biden administration times 10. That's how bad Kamala will be. This is worse than Joe Biden, by far. Worse. But these polls that they're pointing to that have Kamala beating Trump, they're oversampling Democrats by a wide margin. And you know Democrats lie about what party they're in and then vote for Kamala just to skew the polls. So don't trust these polls. Kamala is less likable and less electable than Joe Biden. Now, I've always said, let's pretend we're 20 points behind anyway, because we're going to have to, because that's how they weigh the scales. But Kamala is a disaster. She can't even fake being presidential. George Clooney endorses Harris after calling for Biden's exit. This is the guy that was campaigning for Joe Biden. This is the guy that was fundraising for Joe Biden. Well, he's off. Oh, isn't that amazing? All the pro-Biden propaganda agents, all the pro-Biden Democrats that did fundraising events and did campaign events and did promotions on their social media, they all flipped immediately as soon as they were told. As soon as they were told it's not Biden, now it's Harris. Okay, we're all in for Harris. Like the drones that they are. Like the mindless zombie slaves that they are. Just like that. So you really don't think they'd do the same thing to Kamala Harris? Of course they would. Let's take a look at some of these headlines from Kamala Harris as vice president. Kamala Harris makes history with all-female senior staff picks. Wow. Wow. All-female. I wonder how that went. People really, really do not want to work for Kamala Harris. Say she's nasty, arrogant, rude, hard to work with, demanding. 92% of Kamala's staff left in her first 3 years as vice president. 92%. 92. Wow. 92%. Not fired. Quit. Quit a White House job. Because that's how unbearable Kamala Harris is. Not a healthy environment. Kamala Harris' office rife with dissent. People are thrown under the bus, they say. It's an abusive environment, they say. It's not a healthy environment, and people often feel mistreated. It's not a place where people feel supported, but a place where people feel they are treated like crap. Censoring it for the family audience. Oh, a abusive Kamala Harris. Bullying leaves Kamala Harris without a top team for White House bid. She's a bully. Kamala Harris staff members leaving opens up questions about her management. Harris personnel problem. Over 90% of vice president staff left in 3 years. Said it's not a typical office. It's all about her. She takes center stage. Selfish. A consistent thread. Harris staff complaints predate her vice presidency. She's been a bitch forever. You really think they want her in the White House? Do you really think they want this arrogant, ignorant woman, this deranged, inbred peacock of a politician? I wouldn't be so sure. I'm not so sure. As San Francisco District Attorney, Kamala Harris's office stopped cooperating with victims of Catholic Church child abuse. She was a child abuse enabler. She was a child abuse enabler, and she locked up more black Americans with her role as a district attorney than anyone else in the presidential race. I know that. Her time as an attorney in California, she locked up more black men for petty drug crimes than anyone else in the presidential race. And it's not even close. It's, she has about 5,000 to, Trump has, what, zero? He was never an attorney, the district attorney that locked anyone up for marijuana. Harris locked thousands up as she laughed and bragged about smoking it herself. She probably lied about that, but. So this is the real Kamala Harris, and now they're republishing these stories like this today. Kamala Harris's White House bid thrown into chaos after bullying claims. Democrat insiders are concerned about a shortage of senior aides to help with Kamala Harris' White House bid after allegations of bullying. Nobody wants to work for her. She has a reputation in Washington, D.C. This is one of the most phony people to ever be in politics, and that's saying a lot. That is a tough crowd. That is, you're talking about a lot of phonies, and Kamala Harris is on the leaderboard. And you can prance around, and you can fake people out, and you can utter gibberish, but eventually the reality catches up. But they're running on her skin color. They're running on her skin color, aren't they? Here's the communist Democrat, Representative Frost. If you don't like Kamala, you're a racist. Clip 19.
The other thing I'd say is that he is going to continue to use all these racist dog whistles throughout the campaign. We're going to see it from Trump. We're going to see it from J.D. Vance. And we're going to see it from a lot of their surrogates. In fact, just yesterday, one of the surrogates was saying, if we don't win, we're going to have a civil war to get our agenda through. A civil war. And so this is an organization, this is a right-wing campaign that's going to be racist, misogynistic against the vice president. But we're going to stand on the issues and what really matters. It's the fact that she is qualified. They want to call her a DEI president or DEI candidate. She has more experience than Trump and J.D. Vance combined times a million, right? She worked at the state level. She was the attorney general. She's vice president of the United States. She was a senator representing one of the largest states in the entire country. And so these are just racist dog whistles. Whenever you hear DEI, I want you to think about the N-word. I want you to think about racial slurs. That's what they actually mean.
Do you think Congressman Burchett is being a racist when he says that?
I have a good relationship with the congressman. I think sometimes, though, he does use rhetoric that is racist. And whether people know it's racist or not, I'm here to tell them that
you
is
don't
racist.
Know you're
I
racist.
Hope they won't use that rhetoric.
You don't know it. You don't even know you're racist. I'm sorry, but isn't the whole thing about being racist is that you consciously don't like a certain group based off of their skin color? I mean, isn't that the whole thing? It's like, I see you and I don't like your skin color. It's like, I make that decision. That's that. So I, you don't even know you're racist. What? How do I not know I'm racist? Wouldn't I know if I'm a racist? Wouldn't I be choosing to be a racist? Wouldn't I be proud if I was a racist? If you don't like Kamala, though, you're a racist. Hey, I got news for you, Maxwell Frost, you dirty commie. She's not even African-American, and she comes from a slave-owning family. Most white people in this country's families did not own slaves. Kamala Harris's did. And I love how he goes with, she's qualified. Really? Well, okay, I'm qualified too. I'm qualified. Anybody's qualified. But no. What does he say? She's had the most experience in government. She has the most experience as a politician. Wow. That's your sales pitch? She's been in government the longest. She's had the longest tenure as a politician. That should be your downfall. That should be a negative. That should be points against you. You've been in government how long? How old were you when you dated Willie Brown and you got those expensive gifts? How old was he? I mean, he bragged about it. Good friend. Hey, 60. He was a 60-year-old man. He had a 29-year-old that was doing his dirty work under the desk. Sure, he was proud. He was bragging about that. He said, hell yeah. I got me a Kamala. And then Montel Jordan parading around on the red carpet line. Look at that. How you like that eye candy? Yeah. That's Kamala. But she's put in her time. She's done the dirty work. So now she believes she's entitled. That's why she's such a bully. You don't understand what Kamala has had to do to get this far. You don't understand. And if you don't like it, you're a racist. What do you mean? I'm not a racist. Yes, you are. Well, that's strange. I didn't even know it. So that's going to be one angle. The other angle is going to be she's great for the economy. This is what they're pushing. Because what is her policies? What is she running on? What was her biggest accomplishment as VP? Here's Senator Coons in clip 9.
What do you think has been Vice President Harris's biggest accomplishment as Vice President?
Well, look, I think she's done remarkable work across several important areas. Something that I think hasn't gotten much coverage is her passion for entrepreneurship, for wealth creation, for securing and stabilizing the middle class. She's traveled around the country to meet with small businesses and to talk with them about what it takes to get back to work, to grow a small business, to sustain the wealth and opportunity for a family.
Kamala Harris grew the middle class. That's amazing. That's what they're going to run on. That's their messaging, is that Kamala Harris is the middle class president. Kamala Harris is your choice if you want a good economy. That's what they're going to run on, is you're racist if you don't like her, and she's the choice for the middle class. Even though we all know the middle class has been crushed under Kamala Harris. Under the Biden-Harris regime, the consumer price index has gone up, up, up. Interest rates have gone up, up, up. Cost of living has gone up, up, up. Energy has gone up, up, up. But she's the middle class one, and you're racist if you don't like that.
For a while, it is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe. who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. You know? What can be unburdened by what has been? 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 What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been? What 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 can be unburdened by what has been? Who we can be unburdened by who we have been? What can be unburdened by what has been? Where we can be unburdened by where we have been and unburdened by where we are right now. What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What could be?
These are all different clips.
Unburdened by what
None
has been.
Repeats.
What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can
yep.
be?
You're a Kamala voter now.
Unburdened by what
you?
Has been. What can be?
Yep.
Unburdened by what has been. Unburdened by what has been, believing in what can be. What can be?
Oh, she flipped that one
unburdened
around. Wow.
By what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be
unburdened by what has been.
What can
Why
be.
Why did you do that wrist thing? You ever notice
Unburdened
that?
By what has been.
Like
what
the
can
be. Wrist deal?
Unburdened by what has been.
What could be. Unburdened by what had been.
What can be. Unburdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened by what has been. What can be.
She's got a double mask on.
Unburdened by what has been. What can be. Unburdened by what has been.
She's been saying this for 4 years on repeat.
What can be. What should be. Unburdened.
She added
by what
a line.
Has been. What can be unburdened by what
oh,
has been?
This
what
one, she's in the elements. When?
Unburdened by what has been. See what can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What
Ooh,
can
she
be?
She said that with a little higher pitch.
Unburdened by what has been.
She'll unburdened by wall. What has been and knowing what can be.
Have
Whoa,
a sense
she flipped
of
that
vision.
One.
About what can be unburdened by what has been. To see what can be unburdened by what has been. What can be
Sometimes
unburdened
she lifts to the sky. She lifts her hands
what
to the sky.
What can be unburdened by what has been. What could be unburdened by
and
what
she
has
looks
been.
To the sky
what
with that
can
one, too.
Be unburdened by what has been.
Hugging
what
herself.
Can be unburdened by what has been. Where we can be unburdened by where we have been. What was possible.
Ooh.
Unburdened by what has been.
What is possible? She got a new word.
Unburdened by what has been. What can be?
This is hilarious. She even does the same thing with her hands.
What can be?
Every time.
Unburdened by what has been. What can be? Unburdened
what can
by
be?
What can be?
Every
unburdened
time. Look at this.
By what has been. What can be? Unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. What can be unburdened by what has been. That can be unburdened by what has been.
There are those who are unable to see what can be, but there are many more who are able to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
Every time, amazing. What is up with that? Kamala Harris, unburdened by what has been, now free to run for president. Every time with the unburdened by what has been, she goes to the left hand. But sometimes she flips it up, but she's reaching for the heavens and she's saying what has been. Now, look, I actually got to say, it's probably the smartest thing Kamala has ever said. I'm actually dead serious. But there's a twist of irony to it. Because if you understand what she's saying, there's actually some meaning. It's probably – there's a reason why she says it 500 times because she realizes it's the only original thought that she's ever had. It's the only original organic catchphrase that she's ever created. It's the only thing she's ever done that doesn't come with, nature's assets to boost her status. So – she's so proud of it that she says it 100 times. It's the only thing she's ever thought of. It's the only thing she's ever done. What can be not burdened by what has been, basically, which is a conservative mindset, is that you can do and you can be whatever you want. It's a free market. And whatever is behind you is behind you. But see, that's not the attitude of the Democrats. The Democrats are the attitude of somebody back there 100, 200, 300 years ago had a slave. And that slave might have looked like you. And the person that owned that slave might have looked like them. And you're burdened by that. And so you need me to free you. So it doesn't even register with their actual ideology. It doesn't even register what they actually practice and preach. If Kamala was to be honest about the Democrat ideology, it would be don't think about what can be burdened by what has been. It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. Don't think about what can be burdened by what has been. That's the truth about Democrat Party leftist liberal ideology. But see, there's a reason why she says it 100 times. It's the smartest thing she's ever thought of. It's the smartest thing she's ever said. It's the only thing she's ever come up with on her own. So she says it 100 times. She feels proud of herself. Do you think they'll tell her to knock it off? I wonder if she said it during her campaign event today. She was able to fill half a high school gymnasium. She probably had, she might have gotten 500 to 1,000 people. She did. She was able to fill half a high school gymnasium. Good for her. Trump fills professional hockey arenas and entire farmlands, but, you know, that's a different story. For Kamala, that's big. And they run this poll that has a 13% sample size advantage for Democrats, and she only wins by 2%. And you know some of those Democrats are claiming they're Republican just to skew the polls anyway. Kamala is not leading in the polls. And you got all these different examples, and I've got some of it. I'm going to play it later, but, like, this is just NBA basketball player Kyle Kuzma. Anybody with a brain can see this. All these threats to democracy have me thinking why one party didn't let the party vote for a nominee. Kamala didn't get a single vote. Everybody knows it. And they've been saying democracy, democracy, democracy. Kamala didn't get a single vote. Kamala 2020 didn't get a single vote. She didn't get a single vote. She dropped out of the race before Iowa because she was polling at zero in 2020. She didn't get a single vote in 2024. Now she's the presumptive nominee. I don't think this is over, but we'll see. I mean, Kamala? Oh, my gosh. I'd rather have Biden. I don't know about you. But I'm telling you, this is what they're going with. This is what they're going with. What policies does Kamala have? This is what they're going to run with, clip 15.
So all of this is to say, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
That's what they're going with. So that's going to be the talking point. Kamala Harris is the middle class president. Kamala Harris is going to build the middle class. This is going to be their big policy issue. Because what else can they do? I mean, I guess they can go with abortion. I'm sure reproductive rights is going to be something she campaigns on. But she knows that's not enough to win. That's not going to get her enough votes to win. But the economy could. Are people going to buy that Kamala Harris is the economic powerhouse when it comes to being president? She's going to save the middle class after Joe Biden has practically destroyed it. Do people in the Democrat Party really think that's going to work? Kamala Harris is now officially running a presidential campaign. I say Joe Biden needs to be removed from office. Let's just go ahead and just get Kamala in now. I'm sorry, women. That's going to be your first female president. I'm sorry. I know. It's a total embarrassment for women worldwide throughout history. But let's just get a taste now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
Things are getting crazier. The Republicans are now moving against Kamala Harris. I say smart move. I say go for it now, even if it fails. I'll tell you the breaking news here in just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, over there at InfoWarsStore.com, we got some special stuff happening. We have a whole line of products that are the highest quality, most elite products you can find, and that is the InfoWars MD line of products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD products are 25% off. Now, some of this stuff is a no-brainer. For example, for me, a sleep aid at night is really key for many nights, me getting a good night's sleep. And there's multiple reasons. Maybe you're just working late and you're hyped up and you need to calm down. Maybe you're just having sleep issues. Maybe it's a full moon keeping you up. Whatever the case is, if you need to make sure you get a good night's sleep, literally, good night's sleep, a product from InfoWarsMD.com. So that's just a no-brainer. I'm somebody that likes using sleep aids. Wish I could sleep well without them, but it just is what it is. It's a necessity for me. Good night sleep. You need a good night's sleep? Go for good night's sleep. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD product line. That one is 25% off. Superfood greens. Are you getting enough greens? A lot of people don't get enough greens in their diet. We've got the superfood green supplement so that you can make sure you're getting that. Turmeric 95, highest quality turmeric product. Turmeric 95, 25% off, part of the InfoWars MD line. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. You feeling those aches, those pains, those inflammations? Those two products combined can help you with that. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, both 25% off, part of the InfoWars MD line. Mushroom Max. Now, there's so many benefits to eating mushrooms, but if you're like me, I don't like the taste, I don't like the texture, I don't eat mushrooms. So now I don't have to worry about eating them. I can take a mushroom supplement, Mushroom Max, get all the benefits of mushrooms without having to eat those nasty suckers. That's how I feel about them, at least. 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Ageless Vitality Collagen. There's so many benefits when it comes to collagen. Skin, soreness, it's just really incredible when you find it out. Ageless Vitality Collagen, also 25% off. The InfoWars MD line, premium supplement line, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, all 25% off. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Okay, so here's the breaking news. Crews bring it into me now. Representative Andy Ogles from Tennessee has just filed articles of impeachment against Kamala Harris. You heard that right. House Republican files articles of impeachment against Kamala Harris. Articles introduced over her role in immigration law and for allegedly misleading the public on President Joe Biden's condition. The two articles of impeachment. Oh, I'm sorry. Two. We got two here. That's a deuce. That's a deuce, like Joe Biden puts in his pants. The two articles of impeachment obtained by the Washington Examiner come 2 days after Biden dropped his reelection bid and endorsed Harris to take his place at the top of the Democrat Party ticket. The first article of impeachment, willful refusal to uphold immigration law, stems from her alleged inaction with border security and immigration law as Biden's border czar. The second article of impeachment, breach of public trust, alleges that Harris knowingly misled the public and Congress about the physical and cognitive well-being of Joe Biden. It's unclear whether there will be support for Ogle's statements moving forward. Well, let's see how unified the Republican Party is. Let's see how serious the Republican Party is. Now, let's say I'm neutral here. And part of me would say I am, because I see both sides of this. I see the side that says we don't want to engage in this type of political warfare against the Democrats because it just throws everything into chaos. And we just don't want to create that atmosphere, that environment in D.C. The other side of me says, well, what are you talking about, jerk? That atmosphere already exists in D.C. That's what the Democrats are doing against you. If you don't do it back, you're dead. So I see both sides of that. But I think there's a third, wing to that, which is, I mean, folks, whatever Democrat they put at the top of the ticket, you're going up against the same machine. You're going up against the same propaganda. You're going up against the same issues. And I don't even know if it makes a difference, quite frankly. I'm serious. I don't know if it really makes – I don't know who the Democrats can put on the ticket that would really make that much of a difference. So if I'm looking at this, I'm saying, you know what? Let's – go ahead. Go ahead. Put not unburdened by what has been Harris on there. Go ahead. Go ahead and put didn't prosecute the abortion clinics selling baby parts in California when she was the attorney general. Go ahead. Go ahead. Put Senator Kamala Harris, who went to the floor – of the Capitol and said that voting machines are used to rig elections. Go ahead. I'd say go ahead. Go ahead with the drunken hyena. I'd say go ahead with the gibberish talking head, unburdened by what has been. Part of me'd say just let them go with it. Just let them deal with their own disaster. Let them go with the incest peacock. So I there's three options here, but we'll see. This will be interesting to see. If Republicans are really united and they want to do this, then they can do it. They can move this through the House and make a big story. But it kind of helps Harris. It makes her look like she's a serious candidate. So I don't know. But it's done. The deed is done. Now, then there's Joe Biden. This is the first appearance from Biden that we've seen in clip 10, and then I'll play another clip of him being asked a question. But this is Biden in clip 10, and they've rolled out the big boy stairs. You know, normally he climbs the handicap stairs, but they rolled out the big boy stairs. So here he is, gets out of the beast and can barely walk. There's a gust of wind that almost knocks him over, struggling to walk. I'll play this question part in a second here. I just want you to see how he's struggling. Can barely put his jacket on, and it looks like it's painful for him to walk, and then he's going to take the big boy stairs for the first time in months. It's been months since Joe Biden climbed the big boy stairs. He's been taking the handicap stairs, so I'm guessing that's, you know, an optical statement to say, see, I'm fine. See, I'm fine. I can take the big boy stairs. Gust of wind won't blow me over, even though it looks, he can barely even lift up his foot. He's shuffling badly, worse than ever. But here is the question that he gets asked and does seem genuinely confused in clip 11.
Why did you drop out, Mr. President?
Confused, so that's not necessarily proof of anything. This is a man who's always confused when he's asked questions by the press that he doesn't have the note card to. Now, yesterday, Netanyahu landed in the United States, and do you know who greeted him? No, neither does he. Nobody does, because neither Biden nor Harris were there. Do you recognize either of these people that greeted him? I've never seen either one of them before. Is that Brian Stelter? So Netanyahu and his wife arrive in America, and nobody's there to greet them because this White House is such a joke. Now, let's be clear. I don't like Netanyahu. Snubbing Netanyahu is, I kind of like that, actually. I don't like Netanyahu. I don't like him coming to America to beg us for money. I don't like Netanyahu coming to America to beg us to clean up for his dirty deeds. I don't like Netanyahu coming here and manipulating our foreign policy and getting us involved in Israel's wars. I don't like that. But at the same time, you cannot deny this is an example of what a joke this White House is, that he lands and nobody's there to greet him. So guess what? He says, you know what? If Harris and Biden don't want to meet with me, I'm going to go meet with Trump. And then Trump released this statement earlier today. Looking forward to welcoming Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida tomorrow. During my first term, we had peace and stability in the region, even signing the historic Abraham Accords, and we will have it again. Just as I have said in discussions with President Zelensky and other world leaders in recent weeks, my peace through strength agenda will demonstrate to the world that these horrible, deadly, and violent conflicts must end. Millions are dying, and Kamala Harris is in no way capable of stopping it. So there you go. Who's the real president? Biden? Harris? Trump? The world looked at it as Donald Trump.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Party Protecting Democracy is going to nominate a woman who's never received a single vote. Isn't that amazing? And so they're lining up behind her, Hakeem Jeffries, and they're very happy that it's a woman of color. That's the number one thing that they're the most proud of. So here's Hakeem Jeffries. They're lining up to support Kamala Harris. Clip 24.
Joe Biden is a patriotic American.
Oh, yes.
Joe Biden.
He's the hero now.
Is a heroic American. Joe Biden is a great American. Joe Biden will go down in American history as one of the most consequential presidents of all time.
Because he gave it.
President Joe
to
Biden
Kamala.
Has made the selfless decision to pass the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready, willing, and able to lead us into the future. Kamala Harris and her candidacy has excited and energized the House Democratic Caucus, the Democratic Party.
Pause it. What candidacy? What candidacy is he talking about? 2020? Is he talking about 2020 when she didn't get a single vote, didn't get a single delegate, dropped out before Iowa? Is that the candidacy? She was never a candidate. She just got selected. She's not a candidate. She's not up for a vote. Now, they might nominate her without a single vote, and then I suppose you could call her a candidate. She's not a candidate. She's an installment. She's a selection. There's no candidacy. What candidacy? The candidacy of Kamala? There is no candidacy. It's been given to her. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Cringe factors. We're about to have so much cringe. Go ahead. Go back. Go ahead.
Vice President Harris has earned the nomination.
What? Earned
from
it?
The grassroots up.
Grassroots?
And not the top down.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Pause. She's earned the nomination. Tell me how she earned it. Did she earn it with you personally? Did she personally earn your endorsement? Did she really earn that endorsement from you, Hakeem? Did she go to your office and pay you a visit and earn it? Work so hard, got on her knees, earned it. How did she earn it exactly? And he says she earned it from the grassroots, the bottom up, not the top down. Really? Because who picked Kamala Harris? Who voted for Kamala Harris? How did she become the nominee? Did the American people vote for her? Was there a single vote cast for Kamala Harris? Show me how it was the bottom up and not the top down. Because actually it was the top down, but the president selected her. He's not, the bottom up to the top down. He's not talking about politics, is he? Now I understand. Kamala Harris went to Hakeem Jeffries' office and went from the bottom up and the top down and earned the endorsement. I'm getting it now. Okay, finish the clip. I get it now. It makes sense, though.
She is able.
She is
to energetically. And emphatically lead America into the future.
He looks like he just had a good
Kamala
time.
Kamala Harris is a common sense leader.
Oh,
who
man.
Who knows how to deliver
Real results.
For hard-working
you heard
American taxpayers. Kamala Harris is a courageous leader who has worked hard throughout her entire career to keep our communities safe.
So safe.
Kamala Harris is a compassionate leader.
So safe. This is
who
hilarious.
Will build an affordable
economy. Oh, my gosh.
Economy.
The cringe. The cringe overload. We're not even a week into Kamala Harris's nomination.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Piece of moldy, crusty toast, Joe Biden, to like a Fruit Loop overnight, Kamala Harris. But you heard Hakeem Jeffries, minority House leadership. She went from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom on him and earned the nomination. She earned it. This is crazy. I can't believe this, man. Can you imagine? Hillary has to be just going ballistic that they have coronated Kamala Harris. Sorry, Hillary. You know, you can say Kamala Harris is the Bill Clinton of politics. Except it was Bill Clinton's nose that was like a vacuum cleaner. For Kamala, well, never mind. Here's another one. Look at this propaganda they're running for her. Look at this pro-Kamala propaganda that they're running on CNN, clip 25.
I also want to talk about this appeal to Gen Z.
Right, which is a natural question.
Natural question for you.
I am here today just for this question. Well, yes, our biggest brat. Yeah.
So, I, for the record, I was tipped off about this, what I'm about to share with our voters, our viewers, rather, by my 16-year-old
who truly
daughter,
is an
who
expert.
Is an actual member of Gen Z. Kamala Harris appears to be leaning into this. The singer Charlie XCX tweeted last night, "Kamala is brat." And this is in reference to her album. It's called Brat. Kamala has branded her Kamala HQ Twitter page with the same aesthetic of the album. That's another Gen Z word, aesthetic. It's even becoming a trend on TikTok. Special Gen Z correspondent Jamie, you know, what can you tell us about?
So first of all, just for my producer Elizabeth Stewart, who will spit out her coffee as I say this, I am supposed to say that's brat. And for those who don't are not in the know the way I am, that is a cool thing. Mm. It has a color. Chartreuse is the color, and Kamala Harris has adopted that for whatever social media page that is. But I have brought some notes because I knew you would want a definition. Okay, here we go. Charlie XCX, who I do know, quote, brat.
You do.
"You're just that girl who is a little messy and likes to party and maybe says some dumb things sometimes," end quote.
So it's the idea that we're all kind of brat, and Vice President Harris is brat.
Wait a second. Did you guys print me these lyrics?
I think you aspire to be brat. Okay, you don't just become brat.
Oh, okay.
You have to try.
You can work at it.
I will aspire to be brat.
This is CNN. Is this Charlie XCI? I don't know anything about this girl. What is it, guys? This is Charlie XCI? XCX, is it? So I don't know anything about her music. This is a music video of hers where she's dancing around naked in a graveyard. So, I guess I kind of enjoy that. Very strange. I don't know anything about her or her music. But look, let's try to seriously address this ludicrous propaganda that we're now witnessing for Kamala Harris. But actually, it's funny. They read that lyric. I would like that lyric. I don't know. My crew probably didn't know about anything about her either. So I don't even know if they could locate that lyric. But that lyric is actually true about Kamala. She's a dumb brat, and she says dumb things. So, I mean, it's like they're leaning into it. This is the problem. And they're talking about younger people. Here's the verse. Listen to this. This is actually true about Kamala. She is brat. I might say something stupid, talk to myself in the mirror, wear these clothes as a disguise just to re-enter the party. I mean, that's it. That is, wow. That is Kamala Harris. She says stupid things. She can't help but stare at herself all day in the mirror. She's obsessed with herself. She pretends to be a real person. She pretends to be all these different things. She pretends to be an intellectual. And she does this all that she can just exist in the Democrat Party. So I guess, yeah, Kamala Harris is brat by that standard, by that definition. But here's the problem. And this is it really is the epitome of what the Kamala Harris campaign is going to be and what these young liberal progressives are all about. None of this is real to them. It's all like pop culture trendiness. It's all hashtags and filters. It's all glitz and glamour. It's all just trend. It's all just what feels good. And so they don't get it. There's real policy that's going to affect your life. This isn't a music video. This isn't a Hollywood film. This isn't a popular music song. This isn't a radio station. This isn't a brat. This is the real world. These are actual policies that have results and consequences. These are actual elections that will affect your life, will affect your future. This isn't just a trendy hashtag. This isn't just a popular song that you hear on the radio. This isn't just a catchphrase, Kamala is brat, that you lean into because it makes you feel good and you think you're having fun. This is called crashing the U.S. economy. This is called crashing the U.S. border. This is called destroying the United States. This is called destroying our way of life. This isn't a catchphrase, Kamala is brat, I'm going to do a funny video and lean into it because it trends on social media. These things have real world consequences, and they sit here and they look at 18-year-olds voting for the first time and they lean on them to decide our future, and many of them have never even paid taxes, have never even had to enter the real world. So it's dangerous. But this is the level of propaganda. This is the level of propaganda that they're going to be rolling out Kamala Harris with to make her look good. Look at this desperateness from Chuck Schumer endorsing Kamala Harris in a very awkward, cringy way in clip 14.
So now that the process has played out, from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
Wow. So nobody claps, so he claps for himself. And look at how forced that whole thing is. If you're not watching, he's like moving his fists up and down. He's got this devilish smirk on his face. This deal's not over. And did you notice that he said the exact same thing? He said the exact same thing as Hakeem Jeffries. He said the exact same thing. From the grassroots, from the bottom up. It's all propaganda. This is all written Democrat Party propaganda, print, scripted. They know Kamala is a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. I do not know if this is over or not. Now, you've got a Kamala Harris event yesterday, which I guess was kind of her first Kamala for president event. And you had them play a recording, or I don't know, they claimed that Joe was live on the phone, but then Kamala said it was recording. It's hard to really tell. Here's just a couple clips. Here's, listen to what Joe Biden, supposedly Joe Biden, says here in clip 22.
And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning. You know, what we still need to save this democracy. And Trump is still a danger to the community. He's a danger to the nation.
Wow. So they either put that on a script, or he said it, or something else. After Trump gets shot in the head, he's still the biggest danger. He's a danger to the community. He's a danger to you. So they didn't really pause that deal at all. Now listen to another clip here. An awkward moment with Kamala and Voice Box Joe, where she seems to accidentally admit that it's a recording, and then stops talking and says it's a phone call in clip 18.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call,
and we've been talking every day.
You guys heard it from Doug.
Did you hear that? Let's play that again from the top. Wait.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
On the what?
And we've been talking every day.
You
guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do. Everybody here does.
It's neutral.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen anything faker in your life? Maybe it was even more fake than you think. Somebody ran that Joe Biden voice through an AI audio detector. Here's what they came up with in clip 13.
I know yesterday's news was surprising, and it was hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
So an AI audio detector says 98% chance that's AI. Now, look, I don't know, obviously. It's very strange. The whole thing is very awkward. Joe Biden disappears for 6 days after the fake dropout letter with the criminally forged signature, and then he just disappears. So, I mean, in a seven-day period, we went from Joe Biden saying he's not dropping out, he's running to win, multiple members of the Biden campaign team coming out saying he's not dropping out, he's running to win, multiple members of the Democrat Party saying he's not dropping out, he's aiming to win, big members. Multiple members of the media saying the whole thing is fake. Joe Biden's running to win. And then all of a sudden he just disappears. We get a fake dropout letter that he didn't even write, posted on social media with a criminally forged signature that says, I'm dropping out. It's going to be Kamala. Not a single vote cast. And then he just reappears a week later, and it's just he doesn't even know what's going on. So the whole thing is very strange. Is that AI? Is it not? I don't know. It's very strange. Nobody trusts anything the Democrats are doing at this point. Nobody trusts anything they're doing. And how can you blame them? Kamala, you think Kamala's going to dance and cackle her way to the White House? She certainly does. I'm not so convinced she's going to make it past August. We shall see. We shall see. Oh, my gosh. I can't. I don't know, folks. I don't know. I might have to get out of politics if Kamala wins. I think that'd be it for me. I don't think my body could handle that much cringe. I don't think my brain could handle that much phony. I'm already in overload. Get her off the screen. I can't. it's already overwhelming my senses. And I got more of it too, unfortunately. That's not even it. There's more cringe from this just detestable White House. Oh my gosh, but let's move on. Let's just go ahead and move on, shall we? Why won't the heads of Secret Service, FBI, and Homeland Security show up for the hearing today? There was another hearing. They were all supposed to show up. And did any of them show up? Clip 12.
Secret Service security failures under a microscope on Capitol Hill again today. The House Homeland Security Committee is holding the second congressional hearing looking into the attempted assassination of former President Trump. But for today's hearing, heads of the Secret Service, FBI, and Homeland Security have all declined to testify. We are listening to it. We will bring you the news from it as it breaks.
They all declined to testify. Mayorkas and Ray didn't show up. Now, Kim Cheadle, her job is done. I think it was pretty clear. Her job is done. Let Trump get shot in the head, help cover it up, and then disappear. That's it. That's all she had to do, and she did it. She's gone now. Now, she can still be called to testify. They need to subpoena them is the next step. Ray needs to be subpoenaed. Mayorkas needs to be subpoenaed. And Cheadle needs to be subpoenaed. And by the way, they do need to get her phone records to see if she lied or if she was communicating on encrypted apps. How there's no audio recording of the radio communications from that day at the Trump rally is almost unbelievable. But maybe she really is that incompetent. Could be that she's that incompetent. Local police probably have those audio recordings, so they need to subpoena to get whatever the local police have if Secret Service really doesn't. Maybe she deleted them the day after. Who knows? But how do you not have those recordings? I mean, that is just blatant incompetence, if not intentional, to not have those recordings. She didn't convince anyone yesterday that she is not totally corrupt. She looked corrupt. She acted corrupt. She engaged in a total cover-up. She didn't even try to win over anybody. She didn't even try to get back any good faith. She didn't even try to convince anybody that she was a good guy acting in good faith, did she? She didn't even try. She did her final job, which was to cover it up and then resign. That was it. Now she's out. It's over. And so there's some new information coming out. And I'm to the point now where it's like this information is changing so much, so often, it's hard to even know when something is the real deal or not. So now we're hearing that it was supposed to be local law enforcement that was on the roof. And that's the reason why Secret Service didn't take the shot immediately, because they thought it might have been local law enforcement. I'm not saying that makes any sense. I'm just telling you that's now the story. And so they said, nope, local law enforcement, you go and get off the roof. It's too hot. And then here comes the shooter. It's also now being said that the shooter on the roof was taken out by a Secret Service sniper on the other side of the fairground, on a roof on the other side that we pointed out. In fact, I may have an image of it. Yeah, right here. So now, it wasn't the Secret Service on the roof behind Trump that took out the shooter on the roof. It was Secret Service on a roof over here. Now, why would Secret Service be on a roof over here and not over here? Well, we're finding out more about that. Again, is it criminal negligence? Is it incompetence? Is it intentional negligence? Intentional incompetence? They did not have enough Secret Service agents. Not even close, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, they gave Jill Biden the priority. Again, was this all part of a big scheme to kill President Trump? Maybe, maybe not. But we know that's what happened. We know that's what happened. Kim Cheadle prioritized Jill Biden with more Secret Service priority than Donald Trump at a massive rally in an open field. They did not have enough agents. And the rest is history. So those are just a couple new developing details. Now, I'm going to get more into it tomorrow, because I am convinced, with more videos that have surfaced and more audio and video analysis, that yes, Crooks was or supposedly, allegedly, Crooks was a shooter. The shooter was on the roof, and he fired all the shots into the crowd. I even think that where I was maybe curious about the shot that was parallel to the upper row in the bleachers behind Trump, to Trump's left or the right if you're facing Trump, I even think that is actually multiple shots. And I went back and I reviewed the video and the audio, and it actually makes sense to me now how it happened. But I'm going to get into that tomorrow. So, no, I believe the shooter was the lone shooter on the roof. He was likely not working alone. He probably had some training. Whether he was training by himself or not, I don't know. But he was obviously training to make the shot. And who knows what other involvement. Did somebody have prior knowledge and they intentionally made sure Secret Service was weak? Did somebody have prior knowledge and they intentionally made it so that nobody was on that roof, patrolling that roof, confusing the situation on that roof? Did the shooter know that there was going to be a stand down on that roof and that was going to be his point to proceed at? These are the obvious questions. If I was going to conspiracy theorize, if I was going to tell you my conspiracy theory, I would say Crooks was entrapped into this by, unbeknownst to him, either intelligence assets or agencies, and they basically said, this is how you're going to do it. We'll make sure that this part is insecure. They made sure that Secret Service was too weak that day. They made sure the roof was open that day. They made sure he could get the shot that day. That would be my conspiracy theory. Now, you can get into how many people were involved, agents involved, local police, Secret Service. I'm just saying, if I was going to have a conspiracy theory about the worst case scenario, if the deep state or the intelligence agencies wanted Donald Trump dead, and then that's how they would have done it that day. But even that, there's openings there because they didn't even announce the Trump rally until July 2nd. It might be worth figuring out when it was first determined that Trump was going to have a rally there, because that would be the soonest possible date you could start preparing for something like this. Now, could you run that operation in 2 weeks, or I guess less than 2 weeks, with the shooter on the roof and intelligence agencies? Could you get all that done in 2 weeks? Could you already have that guy on a monitoring list or on a potential MKUltra list? I don't know. Could they just have just had weak security at all these events, just hoping somebody would do that? I suppose that's possible. But I think the picture is pretty clear now that it probably wasn't just the shooter that wanted Trump dead that day, and it was not just a lone gunman that made this whole thing work out. Whether he knew it or not, I think he had some help. Whether he knew it or not, somebody was opening the pathway for him. And if you're going to be real conspiratorial, you would say, yeah, he was probably MKUltra'd into it, and then they stood down Secret Service on that day so that he could get the shot. But I would say at this point, I'm 99% sure he was the only shooter. But I'm going to get more into that tomorrow. What does Senator Ron Johnson think, though? We'll get to some of that coming up.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Here's Senator Ron Johnson talking to Maria Bartiromo about his questions regarding the attempted assassination of Donald Trump in clip 4.
You sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and Director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, about this epic failure of security. Can you walk us through what you'd like to see and your preliminary findings of your investigation, which has now become bipartisan? Is that correct?
Correct. I spoke with Chairman Blumenthal, the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee Investigation. I'm the ranking member. He completely agrees with me that we must start doing transcribed interviews with all the witnesses now while memories are fresh. So that's really good news from my standpoint. My staff immediately started reaching out to local law enforcement. We've gathered a fair amount of information. Again, we're just scratching the surface. But, you know, a couple of things that we found out. For example, the Secret Service did not even attend the 9 o'clock security meeting with local law law enforcement. Pretty well put in charge the Butler County law enforcement to coordinate things. Law enforcement wasn't even on the same channel.
Just to be clear, Senator, that was a 9 a.m. meeting on July 13th, the day of the shooting.
Correct.
Secret
Service had been there for site visits, weren't even there. You know, kind of turned over some of the outer perimeter stuff to local law enforcement. They weren't even on the same security channel. So the sniper and SWAT teams weren't on the same channel as the patrol officers, and they weren't on the same channel as Secret Service. So they had to relay things. One of the things we found out is that, we've got a more detailed timeline. This picture is now on the internet, but a photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. Why was he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14, and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay. Continue.
And again, we've got a more so I'm going to be issuing a preliminary report. It's preliminary. It's just scratching the surface. We're primarily going to release that report to solicit more eyewitness testimony. If you took video, save it. Make a backup copy. We can glean things in terms of audio and in terms of where the shots came from. Was it one rifle? Was it more than one? I've seen some pretty interesting video on the internet by experts that certainly calls into question what the FBI is telling us about a single shooter. Again, we're only just beginning this, but it is so important that people who saw things that have information, they preserve it, they memorialize what they saw, because memories change over time. They can be influenced. So it's good news on a bipartisan basis. Chairman Blumenthal and I are dedicated to taking transcribed interviews with law enforcement and public, just members of the general public that were at that rally. No matter how insignificant your piece of information might be, it might lend to provide the full story of what happened, because the American public needs to understand what happened here.
So I know that, I tweeted out yesterday the fact that you're doing this bipartisan investigation, and I put on your email, you have an email that you want people to send information to, and I know that you'll tweet that later. But I got to get to this. After the shooter was taken down by Secret Service, the local law enforcement, and I know this from some of your preliminary comments, your preliminary findings, started taking pictures of the dead body, right? Can you tell us what happened then?
Correct. So that sniper team that was in the AGR building, they're the first ones that went up on the roof. They were the first to encounter the dead assassin at that point in time. Later on, other people joined them, and somebody told them to send the pictures they had taken to an ATF agent, which I think is very strange. And we called up that ATF agent. That individual said that he was with ATF, and now he's gone dark. We've also reached out to the Secret Service agents in charge on the ground. All we're getting there is the runaround. So we are getting information from local law enforcement, and we appreciate that. But unfortunately, federal law enforcement agent, they're just saying, well, go through your congressional liaison. Again, that's going to be unacceptable. I wish I could rely and have faith in the FBI and the Secret Service to do a truthful accounting of this, but that's not been my experience with the Russian collusion hoax, and for years dealing with federal law enforcement. We need completely separate and independent investigations, and it has to start now.
So are you questioning whether or not there was a second shooter? Is that what you're questioning, or if the shooter had a different gun?
I saw an extremely convincing video online. I know it's all over the place. There were three distinct shots early on, followed by another five in more staccato, more rapidly fired, and then the final one, which we believe took the shooter out. How do you explain that? I don't know. I'm not an expert. But the individual putting that video out says it clearly shows that there are at least three different weapons fired that day. Again, I don't know. But we can't trust the FBI and the Secret Service to do an honest and open and transparent investigation. That's just a very sad fact. So we've got to rely on other sources independent to really find out what the truth of the matter was on Saturday, July 13th.
So let me go back to what happened after the shooter is dead. You just mentioned somebody goes up. So this is the guy in the suit who walks up the ladder, goes to the roof, and tells the locals, send those pictures to this cell phone. Who was that person?
Well, again, I'm not sure that was the guy. I think another county law enforcement gave the the number to the other county law enforcement, the snipers, to send the text. Some guy in a suit walks up the ladder. They believe you Secret Service. I'm not sure where they gave credentials, but that's part of it. Again, Maria, this is so preliminary. I'm issuing this. I'm providing this information in a much more detailed timeline to prompt others to come forward. We need to complete this picture. We have a lot of puzzle pieces to fill in here.
Oh, is it odd to you that the locals were being told to send the pictures to the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency, ATF? Where does ATF come in?
Yeah, it's very odd. The oddity starts with the fact that local law enforcement were just tasked with securing the perimeter, told to go cover that AGR building, not really told where to set up, so they set up on the second floor. They went to that AGR building at 10:30 in the morning. So they were stationed there well in advance. You know, they noticed this suspicious character at 5:10. They took a photo of him at 5:14. The president was shot at 6:11. You know, so again, an hour has passed. You know, again, they don't communicate. They didn't have communication, same channels with their law enforcement patrol officers. They weren't in communication with the Secret Service other than going through the Butler County Communication Center. So again, it's everything you would assume about Secret Service protection of a former president was not true. It didn't happen. It's just baffling to me. It should baffle the American public. That's why we need
and
to.
There's a lot of finger pointing going on now between Secret Service and local police. Oh, well, we communicated on the open radio line, Secret Service. Oh, no, we didn't hear that on our line. We don't even have any recordings of the audio. And they were supposed to be on the roof. Local police say, we weren't supposed to be on the roof. You were supposed to be on the roof. Secret Service says, no, that was out of our perimeter. That was your perimeter. So, I mean, it's just finger pointing back and forth. All right. We got more from Trump on this on the other side. And some other big news before I'm joined by Bryson Gray in the third hour, where we're going to be having a very interesting discussion. Folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air, and we have great products right now that are selling out fast. Part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now. Things for cardiovascular health like Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete. Not to mention just things for overall health and well-being like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I drink every morning. I like to mix it with juice. You can mix it with pomegranate juice, blueberry juice, orange juice, apple juice. Tastes great with all of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And in one scoop, one little scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. More than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. Things you're likely not even getting in your diet like glycine and boron and NAC and more. And it tastes great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. Perfect review. A full 5.0-star review. A perfect review on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I hope you'll get a canister today. I know you'll enjoy it, and you'll support the InfoWar in the process. Part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Infowars.com/show.
Trump talking about the attempted assassination and how nobody warned him, even though they knew about the suspicious man and a man on a roof with a gun as soon as 10 minutes before the first shot was fired. Here he is talking about that, clip one.
They were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. How did somebody get on that roof? And why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming. A woman in the red shirt, she was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
Former President Trump saying for the first time exclusively to Jesse Waterfront that no one warned him.
Never was warned. I mean, that's just, again, that seems like intentional that he was not warned. It seems intentional that he was put on that stage and stayed on that stage. It seems intentional that they don't have any recordings of the audio communications. It seems intentional. Remember the first time somebody tried to harm Donald Trump at a rally? Remember this one? Let's flash back to 2016. Remember this in clip three?
So, folks, here's what happens. I will call up Carrier, the president. I guess I have to do it myself. I know it's not... Thank you for the warning. I was ready for them, but it's much easier if the cops do it. Don't we agree? Huh? What a great job. What a great job. And to think I had such an easy life. What do I need this for, right? What do I need?
Now they try to shoot him. So this man has been getting the biggest rally attendance for 8 years, and the left has been trying to hurt him or kill him for those same 8 years. Here's another flashback. In regards to that CrowdStrike incident that we had last week, with their connections to Ukraine, here's Donald Trump mentioning that in clip two.
Hillary Clinton paid for it, and the Democrats... A lot of it had to do, they say, with Ukraine.
But, Mr.
You know,
President,
it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They have the server, right, from the DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Who has the server?
Now, the FBI went in and they told him, get out of here. You're not kidding. We're not giving it to you. They gave the server to CrowdStrike or whatever it's called, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company?
Why? Are you sure they did that? Are you sure they gave it to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the word is, and that's what I asked actually in my phone call, if you know.
Right.
I mean, I asked it very point blank because we're looking for corruption. There's tremendous corruption. We're looking for, why should we be giving hundreds of millions of dollars to countries when there's this kind of corruption?
CrowdStrike. With connections to Ukraine, connections to the Democrat Party, has a massive outage just a few days after the Trump assassination attempt, but I'm sure it's all just a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure. All right, now there's some big news going on. So I mentioned earlier, Netanyahu and his wife arrive in D.C. Nobody's there to greet him. Nobody's at the White House. Now the White House is refusing to even meet with him, and maybe that's a political statement. So, I mean, look. I applaud, actually, members of Congress that are, protesting or boycotting Netanyahu's speech at Congress. I wouldn't want to talk to him. By the way, he's wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Maybe we should just arrest him. Maybe we should just go ahead and hand him over to the International Criminal Court to be investigated for war crimes. But no, instead he'll speak in front of Congress and beg us for money and manipulate our foreign policy as AIPAC owns most of our Congress already. They brag about it, actually. They brag about it in posts. All 90 endorsed Democrats, all 90 AIPAC-owned, we should say, all 90 AIPAC-owned Democrats have won their primaries in this cycle. And it was about 90% of AIPAC-owned Republicans. So AIPAC owns, the Israel lobby owns the majority of our Congress. It's a big problem. That's how Israel gets our unwavering support. That's why they say Israel is our biggest ally and all this other garbage. Well, what does Israel do for us? I'm yet to hear somebody lay out a good reason why they're our greatest ally that can't be debunked or challenged legitimately. But nonetheless, he's going to be speaking in D.C. He's going to be begging our Congress for more money. He's going to be telling America how we need to fight Israel's wars. So that's undoubtedly going to happen. And this, of course, comes after he just bombed Yemen, a port in Yemen, which was on fire for more than 2 days. And now the trade war in the Middle East only gets worse for Israel. And so he needs the U.S. to come in and clean up his mess. So he's coming here to beg the U.S. to come in and clean up his mess. And now you've got Yemen firing into Israel. And so now they have officially escalated that war. Israel has successfully escalated that war, and they're telling Americans that you have to be ready to fight and die for Israel too. Your greatest ally. Well, no, I'd say Israel can fight its own wars. I want nothing to do with it. And maybe you should just deal with the consequences of your actions and not have the United States of America or our citizens deal with the consequences of your actions. And this bombing of this port has angered the Russians and the Chinese. Because it's hurting everybody's trade. in that region. So it was a bad move by Israel. They overplayed their hand, and now they know it. And so they're coming to the United States begging for money. So Harris and Biden won't meet with him, Netanyahu. So he's going to go meet with Trump. And there will be Democrats that boycott Netanyahu's speech. I doubt if any Republicans do. And since Israel owns most of our Congress, he'll probably get exactly what he wants. More money and more support for Israel's war. Now, we shall see, as that's all coming up tomorrow. But this happened today. This happened today. Anti-Israel protesters stormed the Capitol in clip 8. Now, look, you can agree or disagree with the message, but let's at least be honest about it and let's be logically consistent. Those people have a right to protest in the Capitol, just like I should have a right to protest in the Capitol, just like any American should have a right to protest in the Capitol. Now, there should be certain lines you don't cross, and there are certain things that should result in a detainment or even an arrest, either a detain and release or an arrest. Now, I'm guessing because that's an anti-Israel protest, people got arrested. If it was a climate change deal or something like that, they probably would let them go. If it was just full-on Democrat Party propaganda, they'd let them go, but no, they should have the right to protest as well. But let's say something else. Now, I can't look at that and judge individuals in that crowd. But based off that alone, the propaganda I'm seeing is, oh, that's pro-Hamas or that's anti-Semitic. How is saying stop funding Israel, let Gaza live, how is that anti-Semitic? It's anti-Semitic to just say we should just give blanket support and money and weapons to Israel for their war, even though the majority of the planet now believes Netanyahu is a war criminal and Israel is engaging in war crimes. We should just never-ending fund it and provide weapons? I'm sorry, no. I'm pro-peace. I would say that's a pro-peace demonstration. Now, you want to talk about the individuals involved, maybe that's a different story. But saying stop funding Israel, that's not anti-Semitic. Unless you believe somehow Israel exists just to take our money and weapons, to say it's pro-Hamas, to say let Gaza live because more than 40,000 people have died in the Gaza Strip and in Palestine, that's being pro-Hamas because you don't want innocent women and children dying, that's being pro-Hamas. Sorry, not buying that either. So I can agree or disagree with what they're saying, but at least we should be intellectually honest about what's going on here.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are going to be joined by Bryson Gray in 5 short minutes. I'm looking forward to a discussion we're going to be having. And many of you, I'm sure, saw some of the debate in the aftermath or during the RNC and where conservative politics are going. If you follow my show, you know where I stand. I think Bryson stands in a different opinion in that. And so I wanted to have him on to discuss that today. So really looking forward to that. Before we do bring him on, a couple other odds and ends I want to talk about here. So Black Lives Matter is demanding the DNC host some semblance of a primary. And so I guess this is nice. The members or what remains of Black Lives Matter are saying, hey, wait a second, what about democracy? And I applaud them because they're not just embracing the diversity hire that is Kamala Harris. And by the way, that's the truth. Joe Biden said, I will pick a woman of color to be my vice president. That's what he said. He didn't say, I'm going to pick the best candidate to be vice president. He didn't say, I'm going to pick somebody that has the best resume. He didn't say, I'm going to pick the smartest or most effective or best policies. He said, I'm going to pick a woman of color. So, yes, she is quite literally the definition of a diversity hire. She's never had a single vote. So Black Lives Matter could easily just embrace Kamala Harris and say, oh, she's not white, so we'll take her. But she's also not African-American. So if they try to sell you Kamala Harris as an African-American, do not fall for it. Her mother is Indian. Her father is Jamaican. But it shouldn't even matter. And that's why I applaud Black Lives Matter for this. Because they're saying, wait a second, nobody voted for Kamala Harris. We need to have a snap primary. In other words, let's actually get a choice here. Let's actually get a choice and see what happens. But they're either going to try to speed rush Kamala to be the nominee, or they may try to replace her at the convention. And I would say this deal is not done yet. You think, oh, well, look, they're all on board for Kamala. She's getting all the fundraising. So what? They did the same thing for Joe Biden just 7 days ago. You think these Democrats give a damn about consistency or integrity or trying to even pretend they're not lying to their voters? Please. So Black Lives Matter demanding a vote for the Democrat Party nominee. Good for them. By the way, you want proof that they're going to cheat? You ever seen anything like this? Michelle Tafoya, I meant to bring this up with her yesterday, but I ended up talking about other stuff. The Minnesota DFL just sent me this fundraising email. For some reason, they have me confused with someone named Alexandra. Second, they are using Project 2025 as the scare tactic. I would urge my Democrat friends, yes, I have many, not to fall for this BS. So, a couple things here. If they think you're somebody else and they're sending you this propaganda, do you think they might be sending you a ballot too? Would you put it past the Democrats to send you an illegitimate ballot with somebody else's name and you just think, hey, I might as well use it to vote? You don't think a Democrat would do that? No, not a Democrat. They have the integrity. No, a Democrat wouldn't cheat. A Democrat wouldn't lie. A Democrat wouldn't fill out a fake ballot. They wouldn't send you a fake ballot. No way. They wouldn't do that. The party of democracy. The party of rape. Rape surges 11% in New York City as bail reform, vulnerable migrants, and depleted New York Police Department create perfect crime storm. The party of rape, the Democrat Party. And the party of illegal alien non-citizens. This is a campaign ad for Governor of Missouri Bill Eigel. He brings in a translator so that the non-citizens that don't speak English can know what he's saying. What do you think about this 2024 edition of Republican politics in clip 20?
I'm Bill Ligle. I'm running for governor to crack down on illegal immigration.
Él es Bill Ligle y tomará medidas energéticas contra la inmigración ilegal.
No more taxpayer handouts for illegals, period. Nada. Zilch. Zero.
No más ilegales, no más dinero, no más fiestas.
We're throwing them in jail and sending them back where they came from.
Ay, caramba.
Andre, Andre. Arriba, arriba.
Oh, it's time to take Missouri back.
Okay. Well, I don't live in Missouri anymore, but his campaign would have my interest. Maybe even my vote if I did. We'll be right back with Bryce and Gray. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So I've been thinking of the right way to start this conversation, maybe discussion, maybe debate with Bryce and Gray. And I think the best way would be to go back last week, because this was kind of the contention point, which was the RNC and how it went and some of the guest speakers and some people being rubbed the wrong way with it while other people embracing it, like myself. I would say it was the best RNC, if not the best political conference in modern American history. And I've explained why I feel that way. Bryson feels differently. So I think it's an important conversation to have, as I believe that the right-wing populism is taking over American politics. There is no debate with the left anymore. It just doesn't exist. They've lost the debate, so now they've just engaged in violence. So we have to have a debate. And this is how we grow together. So Bryson Gray joins me now. So Bryson, I think the best way to start this off is to just ask you point blank, what did you think about the RNC?
I thought it was terrible. And I thought it proved that this is not, like earlier you said, conservative politics. We're no longer talking about conservative politics. We're talking about liberalism versus leftism. Because all the Republican National Convention showed me was that the Republican Party is just 12 years behind Democrats, literally more liberal socially than Barack Obama was in 2009.
Now, what do you mean by that? How does that translate to policy? What makes you say that?
Oh, well, because policy is driven by social issues. If you look at how people vote, men typically can vote economic, but a lot of people mainly vote on social issues. And what I mean by that is before the Republican National Convention even started, Charles Moran, who is a Republican delegate and a homosexual, he bragged about how all anti-LGBT language was officially removed from the Republican platform. And he said, inclusion has finally won. Now, if I read that quote to you, it didn't tell you who it was from or what party it was from, I guarantee you most conservatives would think that was a liberal. But the fact that it isn't a liberal should be very alarming.
Well, you're a case in point of that. They wouldn't let you perform for Trump events because you're anti-LGBT lyrics in your songs. You know, I guess I can't disagree with what you're saying. My approach is, and you've been outspoken about this too, but my approach is that we need the votes. How do you disagree that we don't need the votes?
Well, we don't need them votes, because the reality, the way politics work is each group has a base. So we live in a two-party system. So Democrats have a set base that typically votes for them, and Republicans have a set base that votes for them. So if you really think about it, Republicans, their core base are Christians. If you like it or not, it's reality. And for Democrats, it's literally just not Christians. It's mainly feminists, you know, all the other small groups, the LGBT and people like that. So the problem is, it's not that if we need the votes, is are you willing to lose the votes to get those votes you claim to want? Because I'm, you know, just one person, but I'm somebody who was a very staunch Trump supporter. I even voted for him after the campaign stopped working for me. And I said that live on this show before, and now I'm not voting for him. And I'm not the only person that says this, clearly, because if I was the only person, then we wouldn't be here on this show having this conversation. The reason we're here is because there are a lot of Christians that are expressing their concern with where the Republican Party is headed. Now, people like Matt Walsh, he's still going to vote for Trump. But if you actually look through, there's a lot of people that said they're not even engaging in this election. So the question is, if you extrapolate that, because we don't have statistics on it yet, but if you extrapolate it, is losing these votes worth getting votes that you're probably not going to get from a mathematical standpoint?
Well, I would say, let me just hone in on that. You're really not going to vote in this election.
100%. I'm not voting unless Trump drops down to his knees and repents.
So would you rather have Democrats in power?
Both are Democrats. Because the reason I don't like Democrats is because I'm not a liberal.
I've said Bryson, that is so intellectually dishonest. You're telling me there's no difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
No, just 12 years. I've said that as soon as I came
out. So there's no difference in illegal border crossings?
I mean, who deported more people, Barack Obama in his first term?
We're not talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about Biden-Harris or Trump-Pence. Who had more illegal border crossings?
Under Biden, clearly, because they accept illegal immigration.
So hold on a second. No, let's go issue by issue, because you say there's no difference. So is there a difference between the border if Trump is president or if Biden or Harris is president?
There's a difference if Trump is president, because he'll attempt to get stuff done.
Okay, so there is a difference there. So they're not the same. What about economically? Is there a difference economically between Democrats and Republicans?
Well, they traditionally had different economical views. Democrats typically are not for tax cuts or corporate tax cuts, but really that's modern Democrats. And Trump is for tax cuts, but when he was in office and had the entire Congress, they couldn't even pass a permanent tax cut, even for middle-class citizens. Matter of fact, it was temporary. And it was due to Republicans. It wasn't Democrats that did that. It was Republicans. When you look up the illegal immigration thing, the wall did not get built, if you like it or not. Parts of it did. Even if you look at the immigration numbers, it wasn't that significant to the point that you think of. Because if it was, we wouldn't still be complaining about this. Now, just to make things clear, when I say they're no different, I'm talking about things that I view as the core values of this country. We already know they disagree economically. That's always how it has been. When I say no different, I'm talking about where is this country headed, and will either party change where it's headed? And the answer is no, because the problem in this country is the moral fabric. That's way more important than everything else. The moral fabric of this country is the problem.
But Bryson, you get to choose what you do with your life. You can't choose your way not to pay taxes. You can't choose your way not to have an open border or a closed border. There's a big difference there between politics and culture. You don't vote for culture.
Now, this isn't true, and I can prove it's not true, because if you look up before 2015, before the Supreme Court made that decision with Obergefell in 2015, most states in this country, the majority of people disagree with same-sex marriage. This is just an absolute fact. Matter of fact, every single state in this country voted no in same-sex marriage, with the exception of three. After 2015, the Supreme Court under Barack Obama did the Obergefell thing and pretty much forced each state to support homosexuality, you've seen the numbers of homosexual support and same-sex marriage support rise, even including Republicans, with the latest statistics from 2020 to 2021, the first time in history have Republicans support same-sex marriage. So culture and policy, unfortunately, is tied together with many things. And the reality is, the social fabric of a country is more important than the economics of a country. I'm not saying economics don't matter, but if you have good economics and your moral fabric sucks, then I promise you your country will fail.
So would you rather have gay marriage and cheap gas prices, or gay marriage and $5 a gallon?
$5 a gallon and homosexuality be illegal.
Okay, well, that's not an option. So I'm saying, let's be realistic. What's an option? $5 a gallon in gay marriage or $2 a gallon in gay marriage. Those are your options.
Well, that's if you force me to choose, but at that point, I don't care what the price of gas is.
So then you're going to pay $5 a gallon.
Okay, because I already know this country is headed. That's the difference. So let me try to make this clear, because I think there's confusion here. Do I think Trump will be better economically? Most likely, yes. But then we have to view the realization. We have to stop the talking points about gas prices and view real life. Donald Trump spent more money than almost every candidate, every president in history. And that's pre-COVID. We're talking pre-COVID. Trump spent a lot of money. And if anybody really understands economics, you know this. We had temporary tax cuts. This is just the reality. COVID messed this country up. And I do think COVID was put out to try to make Trump's four-year term look bad. I do believe that. But I just told you, because you keep bringing up this aspect of it. Let me try to be more as specific as I can be. The social fabric in this country is more important than economics in this country if you are asking Bryson Gray. InfoWars was some of the first people that put me on their platform. Y'all knew from the get-go that my faith came first. My faith has never not came first. Y'all were the first people that brought me on when I told y'all. Y'all got the first story about the Trump campaign not working with me anymore because I wasn't willing to compromise on my views. Y'all know I don't like liberals. So if y'all are asking me to support liberals, which the Republican Party is now, this is not a conservative platform. It's a liberal platform. If you're asking me to support liberalism, then of course I'm not. I'm sorry. When it comes to abortion, I'm not compromising on abortion. I've been saying make abortion illegal before Roe v. Wade was overturned. I've been saying this for the longest of time. So I'm not the one who changed. Y'all have changed. The Republican Party has changed. And they're banking on Christians being enslaved to them and changing with them. And most Christians will compromise their faith for Donald J. Trump. But I'm not.
Nobody's asking you to compromise your faith. And I think that that's where the confusion sits in. Nobody's asking you. Who's asking you to compromise your faith?
That's not true. The Republican Party. Any of y'all that are saying.
Because we want you to vote for a candidate that's better. That's asking you to compromise your faith?
Yes. Because the Bible says, now we got to get scriptural because this is the most important part. The Bible says you cannot justify wickedness. The Bible says fellowship has, you can't have no, light has no fellowship with dark. The Bible says take no part in evil deeds, but instead expose it. That's what the Bible says. So if you're expecting me to vote for a man who held an LGBT gala at his home to celebrate a Joe Biden policy codifying the same-sex marriage law, if you're asking me to support somebody who changes his opinion on abortion whenever he wants whatever votes come with that, if you want me to vote for somebody who calls himself the father of the vaccine and still won't even acknowledge the bad stuff that is done according to InfoWars, then y'all are asking me to compromise on my faith to vote for somebody. That's literally what you're doing. When you say that even though the Republican platform is becoming more anti-God, removing anti-gay language from the platform is anti-God. That's pro-Satan. When you compromise on abortion, that is anti-God. That is pro-Satan. So when you do things like that and you say you still should vote because gas prices, you're saying, Bryson, compromise on your faith for economics. That's verbatim. That's literally what's going on here.
That's one issue. I could bring up 100 issues. I could bring up, again, I brought up the border. I could bring up police. I could bring up safety. I could bring up common sense. I mean, you just had bills in California where they can take your kid out of the classroom and genitally mutilate them. That's what you're going to get if you get leftists in charge. I'm not asking you to compromise your faith. If you view it that way, I understand it. You've laid out your point. But see, I'm looking at this pragmatically. I can separate politics from culture. And I don't really care what politicians do or these political leaders do. It's not going to compromise my faith. It's not going to change my faith in God. It's not going to change how I live my life. It's just not going to happen. And it's not going to change how you live your life either. But yeah, I would much rather have Republicans in charge than Democrats for obvious reasons. I don't think we have a country in 8 years if we get Democrats back in office. Do you not care?
No, I just disagree. I disagree with multiple things you said, and I just want to make this clear. There was no version of Christianity outside the Bible. People can disagree on theology about biblical things, but the Bible has clear laid out rules. If you are a Christian, you are voting for somebody that clearly supports things that are satanic, you are compromising your faith. The lesser of two evils.
Cite me a Bible verse that talks about voting.
What do you mean? It's talking about justifying or supporting.
No, no,
it's
no.
About
you said voting. Evil, tell me, evil. Cite me a Bible listen, verse that says listen. Voting.
You, I don't have to. That's not. What
I don't remember. I don't remember a single
somebody,
Bible verse about voting.
Question: If you vote for somebody, are you supporting that person?
No, you're supporting yourself.
Come on. Speaking of intellectual dishonesty, you know that isn't true.
It's 100% true. How is that not true? I don't agree with everything Trump does. I will even admit to you, I agree. The Republican Party platform is not a conservative platform anymore. I agree with you on that. It's a patriotic platform. It's a platform to try to save the country.
Is it satanic? Is hosting LGBT party satanic?
Sure, I'll sacrifice that. You want to call it satanic, fine. I don't really care. I'm not here. That's what I'm saying, Bryson. I'm not here to have a battle about culture. I can choose to live my life how I want to live my life. I'm voting to save myself, my country, my future, my lineage. That's what I'm voting for. I'm not voting because I love Trump or love anybody in the Republican Party. This is a pragmatic choice to me.
And this is the issue I have the entire discussion surrounding this. Because just to be clear, I don't care what worldly people do. I don't care what secularists do.
I agree.
When I talk to my aunt, let me finish. When I talk to my aunt from back home, who's a ratchet, she lives a demonic life, and I call her demonic all the time, I say, you better vote for Trump. I mean, you need to vote for Trump because you don't really have. So people outside of faith, I don't really care what they do. If anything, they should vote Trump. But if you are a person of faith, the Bible lays out how you should live your life. Why you should support anything. Everything has to start with your faith. There is no separating politics from your faith. That doesn't even make sense. That's satanic in itself. So when we talk about supporting somebody, is when I see this, what the representation is and where is it headed, where is it going? Because clearly nobody can lie and say the Republican platform hasn't become more liberal. And everybody knows, especially InfoWars, who I watched called transgenderism of Satan. I've watched that on InfoWars. I've watched InfoWars religiously. I've watched InfoWars talk about the LGBT and how important and how destructive that is for society. So I've watched this happen. Just for us to then say, well, let's not worry about that right now because of gas prices. No, no, no. The problem with your kids right now is they're going to these schools, these public schools and these colleges, being taught by women or liberal professors, and they're getting taught that you can be any gender you want. They're being taught that homosexuality is a good thing. That's why the more generations pass, the higher percentage of that generation identifies homosexual.
Because of Democrat Party politics. You're now arguing my point. If the Democrats are in charge, that's what you're going to get.
No. You gotta get that with Trump too. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Bryson, look, hold on a second. No, hold on a second. The log cabin Republicans, the LGBTQ for Trump, they want that out of the schools. That's part of their platform, is they don't want it in the schools. So what are you talking about? What state, what party just made it legal for a teacher to take a child out of the classroom and genitally mutilate them? Which party just did that?
Democrats.
Okay. So show me an example of a Republican doing that.
I don't have to because you're trying
because it doesn't exist.
Move the goalpost.
No, because it doesn't exist.
No. This is called moving the goalpost. Let me
who's
moving
the goalpost?
At a conservative event at a college, will Republicans invite Blair White to speak?
Probably, yeah. Does Blair White want children to be taught how to be gay in schools?
Blair White shouldn't be around children because it's a grown man in a wig that tried to change
his name. You just said a college. So we're talking about 18 and up. Woman. Hold on a second. You just said college. So we're talking about 18 and up. Does Blair White support child genital mutilation?
Any way you want. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Seen what?
I've watched Lady Magda take pictures with children at show. At
I agree. I don't like that. I wouldn't take my children to a drag show.
No. When you take your children to a Republican event now, it's a drag show because you have a bunch of men dressing up as women.
What Republican? I've been to multiple Republican events. There was no drag shows.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Makes it a drag show. I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're trying to take one thing and apply it to everything. Oh
no,
my God!
I can't even look at the screen. I'm about to throw up. I'm not even joking.
Bryson, do you want the left running your life, telling you what to do?
Republicans are the left now. That's the thing.
No. Stop it. Do Republicans tell you what car to drive?
What do you mean? No.
Okay. Do Democrats?
Bro, why do you keep moving the goalposts? I made my statement very clear.
I'm asking you questions. Who is writing legislation to ban gas-powered vehicles?
Sir, what is the definition of the left? What does that mean?
What are you talking about? The left is authoritarianism. The left wants to tell you how to live your life, what you can eat, what you can drive, where you can go, how you can communicate. That is leftism. No,
we're trying to change definitions of words. Leftism is just an extreme form of liberalism. Liberalism means to accept new ideas, and of course, with liberalism,
okay, you're talking about classical liberalism, which is actually what created America. So if you want to talk about classical liberalism, that's totally different. A modern-day liberal, we both know what a modern-day liberal is.
I'm talking about liberalism by definition, not opinions, not feelings, not how we feel. By definition, liberalism inherently always gets more liberal. That's just in definition of the word. It continues to disregard traditional values, which is conservatism, to accept new things. That is the definition of liberalism, not how we feel. So if you look at that, liberalism will always become more liberal. So if you look at the Republican Party from not even 50 years ago, we're talking about 12 years ago, to now, the Republican Party has completely embraced liberalism, and you like it because you want all the votes. The problem is this is not a real life scenario. When you try to please everybody,
it's not a real life scenario. It's not a real life scenario.
Because you're going to lose people. If you are pandering to somebody, you will lose people.
The Republican Party is winning more voters than losing right now. You're in the minority in this.
Let me ask you a genuine question, bro. Do you really think Trump, based on any voting polls that came out lately, and I know everybody don't like polls, but when there's good polls for Republicans, people tout them. Have you seen the numbers lately for moderates, for women, and for young people?
Yeah.
So my question is, I don't know. It's just like the black vote in 2020. I genuinely thought in my mind that Trump was going to get a crazy amount of black vote. Did it rise? Yes, it did. A few percentage points, I think 4% for black men or something like that, which is beautiful. LGBT, barely, because Republicans have been getting 15% of the gay vote forever. And all of the pandering, you realize, doesn't play out in voting, in the voting booths, as you think it does. So when we talk about now, you say Trump is gaining more votes than he's losing. It may look that way to you. But to me, to somebody that has a different experience than you, to somebody that I travel all the time, I know personally thousands of people who were real stern Trump supporters in 2020 who are not voting for Trump this time. They're not voting for anybody. So they're not voting for the left, but they're not voting for Trump because they can't in their faith do it. This is the reality we're dealing with. So if you believe that you are replacing these voters with moderates, then, okay, we'll see how that plays out. I believe Trump will win in 2024, but we'll see how it plays out.
Well, I mean, I have multiple evidence of proof that these voters are being replaced. But again, I think that you are definitely in the far right as far as your priorism, and I commend you for that. But I think that you're probably in the minority there. I think that that's a minority of people. And by the way, we'll come back to this because we're up against the break. I agree. I don't think the gay vote makes a damn difference. Pandering to gay people is not going to win or lose Trump an election. But what it does is, yes, it does change the perspective of people that might vote Republican, and they don't go to the booth and say, oh, I'm not going to vote for a Republican because they're anti-LGBT. They're going to say, oh, I'm going to vote for a Republican because it's common sense. It's a better fiscal policy. It's a better immigration policy. It's a better education policy. It's a better law enforcement policy.
But what about me, though? See, the thing you just said, it cancels itself out because me, somebody who did vote because they're pro-LGBT now, I'm not voting.
You're in the minority.
But so are they. The people you thinking you're talking about, that's the minority too.
No. There are plenty of Democrats that are sick of paying high taxes, sick of illegal immigration, and just are changing their view of Republicans.
Show me.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get real.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, good spirited debate here with Bryson Gray. He asks me for evidence of what I'm talking about, and so let's go ahead and show some of it. I could play hours of this, but let's just show a couple minutes. Guys, go ahead.
So those people who are telling me, Democrats of all people, who are always the most intolerant, which is crazy, the extreme left, when they don't like what you're saying, it's suddenly shut up, no debate. So you shut up. Now here's this rant. Again, I'm a libertarian. Very much pro-choice. I don't agree I'm not religious, really, at all. So there's a lot on the right I don't agree with. But I fucking hate the left. I fucking hate the extreme left. And they are reminding me why I cannot vote for them. And I cannot vote for Kamala, because not even...
So that's why people are so mad about it.
We are like minutes away, minutes away from Hulk Hogan, yes. Dana White, and Donald J.
All right,
Trump.
So who do they want to run against? Let's talk about that.
I want to say something. This spirit that this guy has, you guys think this guy's drunk? He's not. This whole thing is like this. And it's guys, the last time I was in a commission that felt like this was Obama 2008.
Yeah, you know,
there's something happening where...
You just wrote a headline, by the way.
What's that?
You just wrote a headline, but just like Obama, Trump is showing in this convention he has the capacity to alter the composition of the electorate. That is
the difference between 2008 and now is that Obama was actually popular outside of his own party, and that's not the case.
I don't think you should overstate that.
The grade you gave it?
I gave it an A.
And why'd you give it an A?
The thing I was looking for was a change, and I felt I heard that change in his voice. I was looking for his discussion on getting unity together in the country, as well as the border control and inflation.
I wasn't going to vote this year, but I am now.
You think this is like determining you to vote?
Yeah, because if he shows that he's willing to put his life in front of our country like that, then I feel like he should be the president no matter what.
Do you know anybody who maybe wasn't planning on voting and now they're voting for Trump, or anybody that swayed their opinion?
I'm not going to lie, me.
Does it currently sway who you support to be president?
Probably not.
A little bit.
I know the votes are definitely going to be changing in the next few months, but... You think so? You think sway people?
Definitely.
Do you guys know of anybody who has been influenced to vote for Trump after this, or any of you guys?
Yeah, everybody. Definitely me.
Yeah? Were you not going to vote before?
I wasn't going to vote at all, but that sealed it right there.
Yeah, so you're voting Trump?
Trump gets it.
All right, awesome. Is there anybody else you know that has the same opinion?
Pretty much all my friends.
Six jobs for three people just to survive in Biden's economy.
Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, what the frick is going on?
It's upsetting to see
this world that we're living in right now.
Hold on, let me pause this.
Woo, this world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention?
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. I could play hours of this stuff. So, Bryson, you asked for proof. There it is. I could play this for hours.
That's not proof.
What do you mean it's not? Okay. All right. So what is it?
Like, notice your favorite. Like, we're
what proof do you have? You just said it. I brought evidence. I brought receipts.
Listen. This is your show. You have editors on hand. Clearly,
my editors are actually in agreement with you. They're putting up stories that are against me.
No. Let me finish. I'm saying the editors on hand can edit up a quick video of anecdotal evidence of people claiming what you claim is true. The difference is I can do the same thing. Is that I don't have a bunch of editors so I can make it happen real quick, and it's not my show. But I can show you many people, hundreds of people. I can do the same thing for hours and hours and show you people that saying they're not voting for Trump because it'd make them compromise on their faith. Can I do it right now, whip it up in 5 minutes? Of course I can. When I ask for evidence, of course anecdotal evidence isn't what we're referring to. We're talking about statistics, data. It's literally what I said beforehand, by the way.
Okay, so you're saying people that voted Trump are not voting Trump now.
Correct. I know so many. I know.
Okay. Well, at least they're not going to vote Democrat. These are people that would vote Democrat that are now voting Trump.
It's possible. But my question is, if you think that'll replace all these votes, and then I say it's possible. First of all, the difference is,
well, it doesn't have to replace them. If they're not going to Democrats, then it doesn't matter. Then okay, Trump loses votes, and then he picks them up from the left. So okay, so politically, that doesn't matter to me. If purists on the right don't vote at all, then I can replace those votes.
Okay. But what did I say the first time I brought this up? First off, this is what I'm saying. So now you just pretty much repeating what I said earlier. So if you think that that's okay, then cool. All I'm saying is if this is the Republican Party is going, then cool. It's worldly. I'm just not winning.
You don't want to win. You'd rather have Democrats win.
I don't want to sell my soul for a vote.
Nobody's asking you to sell your soul for anything.
I've already explained that. Can I ask you a question? What does it mean? Because this is InfoWars, so I know this question can be answered quite clearly. What does it mean when a rapper sells their soul? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that simple of an answer. There's a bunch of things they could get. I mean, they could be blackmailed homosexuals. They could have to do sex acts. They could be caught up in crimes, deadly crimes, forced to do crimes.
Or they have to come out and say they're gay, like a Lil Nas X who all of a sudden became gay, or they have to be manly and all of a sudden wear a dress because they want them, you know, that record deal. They want that marketing budget. So if that's all selling your soul, then it's saying me because they still get the money. They still get fans. They still can say, I love God at the award shows. They all do it. So what I'm saying is in this case, when we talk about the Republican Party, as a Christian, I'm not saying Republican Party economically isn't better than Democrats. I'm not saying when Trump and Kamala Harris run against each other, if not Joe Biden, I'm not saying that I would prefer Trump to win. What I'm telling you is I am not willing, because a vote means this person is representing you in this country. I don't want to have Donald J. Trump and what he promotes nowadays representing me as an American citizen. As a Christian first, I don't want him representing me. And for me to say, even though he did the LGBT stuff and compromised on abortion and pushed the vaccine, I still should vote for him because I just want to win. That's literally selling your soul. I've called out Lil Nas X and y'all loved it. I've called out Lecrae. Y'all loved it. I've been on this platform multiple times for calling out and exposing
wicked. You think making
a
pragmatic political decision is selling your soul?
Yes, if that pragmatic political decision is going against your faith.
How is that going against my faith? Nobody's going to force me to have an abortion. Nobody's going to force me to take my kid to a gender clinic. The left is going to do that.
Bro, that's not biblical. Like, once again, this isn't biblical. It's not biblical to say as long as he's not forcing me to do it, that means I can vote for him. That is not biblical.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Hold on a second. Because you talk about what you said earlier. So you would agree, though, you would prefer Trump to Harris. You would agree.
I've said that.
Okay. So you talk about Christianity. If it was just Christians, so if Republicans just embraced the Christian vote, would they ever win an election in this country?
Yes.
Really? You think the Christian vote is enough to win elections in America today?
The only reason Republicans ever win is because of the Christian vote.
But you're not going to vote.
Just statistics.
And you think they're going to win?
Based on history, yes, because Republicans have won because of the Christian vote.
But now you're saying they're losing the Christian vote, but now they're going to win. You're saying
nobody is saying you have one set voter. I'm saying when Republicans were pandering to Christians, when they were saying let's ban same-sex marriage, when they were saying let's ban abortion.
You mean when Obama
this
won?
This was pandering to Christians. They still won elections. Period, point blank. 50% of the time, Democrats win. 50% of the time, Republicans win. But for a fact, when you look at any exit poll data, when you look at any form of data, Republican Party doesn't exist without Christians. This is reality. So if Republicans keep going this route and getting more liberal, eventually it will catch up to Christians. And if Republicans lose 10% of Christian vote, they would never win another election.
All right, last break. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Talk radio format, and I enjoy it. And again, folks, this is not bad that Bryson and I disagree. It's actually a good thing. This is how we grow. And there is no debate with the left anymore. They've given up. They've lost the debate. They've just resorted to violence. So let's have a debate on our side, and let's move forward amicably with our discussions. We both want the same thing, I think, overall. Maybe we just have different views of how to get there. And so Bryson Gray with me for the final segment here. Here's I guess, if we're doing kind of final statements, Bryson, the way I see it is, yes, my approach is pragmatic. My approach is I want to win politically. My approach is I cannot have the Democrat Party anywhere near power, or the future for myself in this country is extremely bleak. So I don't personally have to make any cultural or faith sacrifices, in my view, in that process. Is the Republican Party changing? Yeah. Is it a conservative party? I don't know. You can debate it's not. It's a patriotic party, and I think it's all hands on deck to save the country. So that's my approach heading into this election. And, yeah, I want you to vote with me. I want you to be on this winning team. I'm not asking you to sacrifice anything. I'm asking you to help us save the country.
Yeah, again, sacrificing and compromising from a biblical perspective is what's happening, you know, no matter if you don't want to say it that way or not. That's just the reality of it. You said we both want the same thing, but the things I want is the things this country pretty much had already that liberalism stripped away from it. In most countries, every state, abortion was illegal at one point. In every state, homosexuality was illegal at one point. All of these things were like shamed. Like, abortion is a disgusting thing that shouldn't be compromised on. Homosexuality is an abomination. Whole countries got destroyed over homosexuality. Then we talk about the vaccine, which is a more modern thing, but, I mean, I don't have to tell you what the vaccine did to people in this country. He's like, Democrats can't have power. I agree, but it's clear that we're not viewing it the same way. When I say Democrats can't have power, it's solely because of liberalism, because liberalism does not stop. There's no such thing as getting more liberal and then coming back. That's not real. That's fake. Because the Democratic Party in 2009, Obama was saying marriage is between a man and a woman. And then that same human being 6 years later, the Supreme Court under him has pretty much forced the country to accept same-sex marriage. So the more liberal you get, the more liberal you're going to go. So there's no such thing as, you know, getting in. And then we're going to implement the actual conservative policy. So right now we see the Republican Party, as you've already admitted, changing before our eyes. But in changing, let's just call it what it is. It's getting more liberal. I mean, just objectively, definitionally speaking, the Republican Party is getting more liberal. I mean, that's just simple. And if anybody thinks it's going to get more liberal and then go back just to, you know, out of nowhere, just boom, we're conservative now, that's not real. That is like,
but there's two different things here. We need to separate culture from politics. There's liberal culture and there's liberal politics. You're talking about culture. I'm talking about politics.
No, that's not true. Same-sex marriage, you can call it culture, but same-sex marriage is a political conversation also. These are policies that get passed. Abortion is, you could call it cultural, but these are policy things that get passed. Like, both are one of the same.
Hold on a second. Who's standing against abortion, the left or the right?
Neither now.
What are you talking about? Neither. You don't think there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans on abortion?
I've told you the difference. Four times now. This is the fourth time. 12 years.
Okay. So what's the difference between conservatives and between Democrats and Republicans on abortion?
Well, let's just talk about what's the difference between Republicans and conservatives on abortion right now. DeSantis' bill, I guess it was called the heartbeat bill, let's just call it that, I thought was weak, soft, compromising. How did Trump view DeSantis' heartbeat bill? What did he say about it?
He thought it was harsh.
He thought it was too harsh, disgusting. No, we should be able to kill babies for a few more weeks. That's essentially what Trump said about DeSantis' policy, which allows you to kill babies for 6 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So that, and then by the way, if people remember in 2020, go look at Trump town hall. He said women should be punished legally for getting an abortion. And then 3 days later, his team came out and he tried to walk back the statement. But when Trump was just speaking off the cuff, he said that women should be punished for getting abortions. That was a base guy. I like that guy.
I agree with you. He's making things. Maybe he's just straight up lying because he wants to win, because he knows how important it is to win the election. So he's probably lying. Maybe he really does believe that should be punished.
We don't know, but to gain the world and lose your soul means nothing.
Where is the answer, though? What is the difference between Republicans and Democrats on abortion?
In my opinion, 12 years. Some Democrats think you should get abortion up until birth, and some of them think you should get abortion up until whatever week. I mean, the difference is Democrats are just more demonic than Republicans. But it doesn't – once again, I said this a few times, and I feel like you're not –
No, you're not answering the question. Right now, what is the difference between Democrats and Republicans on abortion? What is the policy difference right now?
I've already answered that question.
No. You say 12 years. What is the difference now? Practically applied with the next election.
I brought up the heartbeat bill.
Okay, so there you go. So there it is. So a Democrat will have abortions up till birth. A Republican will have abortions up to 6 weeks. So that's the difference.
No, that's not. No. Once again, I don't think you're understanding. And I'm trying to find a different way to explain it. Because you said there it is as if that wasn't my third time saying that. Donald Trump, what his policy is, will be on abortion. I can already assume from his own statements that it's going to be less restrictive than DeSantis' heartbeat bill, just based on his own words. If we take him at his word, so well,
you live in Tennessee, correct?
Murder.
You live in Tennessee, huh? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is the abortion law in Tennessee?
Illegal.
It's illegal in Texas too. Porn is illegal in Texas. What about Tennessee?
I don't know, but that's based. Is porn illegal in Texas?
I don't know. Didn't they make it illegal? I don't know. There's some stories you can't get access to porn anymore in Texas.
I don't think it's illegal.
They have an ID verification. The crew tell me. We have an ID verification. But see, this is my point. These are Republican Party policies. There's your difference right there. Abortion is illegal in Texas and Nashville. It's legal in Democrat states.
Owen.
There's your difference, Bryson. Right there.
Owen.
And that's because of Supreme Court.
This isn't honest. The Texas Republican Party platform, was it condemned by the RNC or not?
I'm not asking you about what's condemned, and I'm saying what are the results?
No, you're trying to say we're talking about Republican Party in general, and you're trying to pinpoint the specific states.
Yeah, I'm talking about applicable results. Elections have results.
No, you can't do that because the Texas Republican Party platform was literally condemned by the Trump administration. What are we talking about? The Texas Republican platform was a good
disagree. So there's Republicans that disagree with this stuff.
No,
but I asked for a specific difference in practical policy, and I just gave it to you.
We're talking about the Republican Party in general. You can't pinpoint the most places you think has conservative places. That place was condemned by the general Republican Party. The Republican Party in general already condemned Texas platform. So the Texas Republican platform will not be a part of the general Republican platform. They condemned it. This is just a fact. Look, put that on the screen. You know what I'm saying? So you if you're going to judge something based on a Republican Party of difference, you have to go to the general what the majority is saying, and specifically Donald Trump. What is Trump saying? Trump team, they condemn.
Trump is probably like second, I would say. But it doesn't matter. Trump gave it to the states. So what is Trump's actual policy? It's up to the states. And look at the results in the states. Now abortion is illegal in many states. So I'm looking at results.
After Roe v. Wade. Have more babies been aborted post Roe v. Wade or pre Roe v. Wade?
Well, in numbers, obviously that's different because post Roe v. Wade is just a recent phenomenon. So, but yeah, less babies are obviously aborted post Roe v. Wade.
No.
Okay. Nope. Well, it depends on what state you live in, but absolutely. But that's not even a fair argument.
I'm talking about the nation. Overall in the nation, more babies have been aborted post Roe v. Wade than pre Roe v. Wade.
Well, that's because of Democrats, Bryson. That's because of Democrats. So there you go. Yeah, this was a great debate. Hey, let everybody know that we love each other.
What do you mean?
Just let everybody know that we're lovers.
Oh, I told Twitter I love all of you. This is a debate. You have a debate. We're two men debating.
This is a healthy debate. We should do this again with some other issues. Let people know where they can follow you.
Listen, I'm Bryson Gray. I know most people watching this disagree with me, but I want the guy to put on the screen that the Republican Party condemned Texas Republican platform.
All right, next time. I got to go, folks. That was a fun debate. That's Classic Talk Radio.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law.
and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.